Chapter 77. The sound and motion of the waves on the ship's hull slowly rocked Adeline to sleep. A knock on her stateroom door woke her from the nap. When she opened it, she found Ryan standing in the narrow passage. "We're here." On the deck, Adeline stood beside Hannah, Ryan, Hero, and Elliot and his wife Claire. The shoreline of Absalom Island was barely visible on the horizon. Adeline raised a pair of binoculars to her eyes and quickly found the dock where her father and Nora were standing, waiting as the sun set behind them. His arm was around her, and they were both smiling, staring at the ship coming in. They looked happy. Happier than she had ever seen her father. A container ship arrived a few days later. On board was the Absalom 2 device, the Syntran components for a lab, and the Tesseract server array. When the containers had been offloaded and moved to the Absalom Rescue Center, the ship left, and the team began setting up the equipment. The facility had everything else they would need, including a sewing room where they could make time period-specific outfits and 3D print the other items they needed, a hospital, and a reorientation center for those rescued from the past. While the pieces were coming together to rescue people from the past, there was still one challenge: identifying who to rescue. After all, the past couldn't be changed. Like the tuning bars in Death Valley, Adeline and her team could only go back in time if they were certain that they already had. She needed proof to be sure. Before she left Absalom City, Adeline had made a deal to identify those people. In the Absalom Agreement with nations around the world, she had received two very important things. The first was formal diplomatic recognition of Absalom Island. The second was a data-sharing agreement that granted her access to vast government archives of photos and videos, records never seen by the public. As soon as Tesseract was set up in the rescue center, the government data would begin streaming in. From here on, the program would search the photos and videos of disasters, wars, famines, and other devastating events for evidence that Adeline and her team had been there. Those photos were the outline of their future missions. The night they finished setting up the Absalom Rescue Center, Adeline walked along one of the island's gravel paths to the bungalows overlooking the sea, warm wind blowing through her hair, a carton with dinner in her hands. At the house on the end, she knocked on the door, but didn't wait to go inside. Constance was often too tired to answer. Inside, the home was decorated with all the things Constance had brought from Palo Alto and Absalom City. Everything except the room with all the photos of her past. Her secret. That was gone now. That was perhaps what Adeline liked most about the island. There were no more secrets here. The bedroom Constance hid from the world was gone. So was Elliot's room in the basement where he searched for clues that he had rescued Charlie. And Hero's tunnel in Las Vegas, where he hid his addiction from the world. They had left their secrets behind. As Adeline walked through the home, calling Constance's name, she realized that Absalom Island had lost its first resident. They buried Constance the next day. It was a simple grave by the sea, on the south side of the island where the sun would always shine on it. The island's entire population was there: Adeline, Ryan, Sam, Nora, Elliot, Claire, Hero, and Hannah. The final line of Elliot's eulogy was, "Absalom has lost its first citizen today, and tonight we'll add our first."